We have a couple more minutes with Millie Monks. I'm Paula Gordon. We're in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. And the subject, really, at this point, is mental illness and mental health. One of the things that has changed in our lifetimes is that there begins, not only do we begin to talk about it, there begin to be some hopeful places you can go to get help.
Yes.
Where does one begin?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, if some people are mentally ill, stay on their medicine. They do very well. And they have places that they can go now that help them do that. I mean, I think it's opened up much, much more now. And I'm sure the boys coming back again from the war with different kinds of trauma will cause different kinds of mental illness. And that will probably open up the subject again. But
boy, that's a tough way to get there, isn't it?
Oh.
You tell what are to me horrendous stories about the institutions to which you turned that provided great damage, very little help. It was hard to see the help in this, other than some more days had elapsed toward a day when it might get better.
Yeah.
Are there institutional answers to this? What is your experience as you move forward? You talk about your daughter being able to get some help dealing with the alcohol. And does that then affect the disease process itself, or is this where do you turn?
Well, I think if you can deal with the alcohol problem, you have a much better chance of dealing with the healing problem. I think in borderline, and I don't know so much about the other illnesses, but in borderline, it usually, for some reason, starts in the brain, I guess, about 18.
18 years old.
19 to 20, yeah. Uh-huh. And then by 50, they say it can get better.
Huh.
I don't know. I mean, I've read that, but I don't know.
This is promising. But in the meantime, I mean, we are such a we're a fix-it kind of society. Isn't there also an acceptance that goes with this, that it's part of life and you want to do as much as you can and there's only so much that can be done?
Well, I think there are places now that, certainly in California, they have very good places to deal with drinking and drugs, and I think they're now beginning to include mental illness, and that's very hopeful.
Is that all pharmacological? Is it therapy, talk therapy? How does it work?
Well, it depends on which disease they label the person with and what medicine they give them. I think sometimes they get the wrong disease and the wrong medicine. That doesn't help much, but I think that there really is much, much more help out there, and I'm sure around here too, but we happen to have gone to California to help these people.
It would seem to me that maybe the biggest help of all is simply starting to talk about it.
Yes. Could you imagine having that illness at 18 and thinking that there's something wrong with your brain you can never control?
Or at 6.
Yes, because it can start very young. Yes.
And what does one do if you're 6 and you don't know what the world is?
Yes, and it attacks you all the time.
One of the things I found very interesting, and we only have a few minutes to sort of explore this, so we'll only get started before the next chance we have to be together. It seems to me, as I read these wonderful stories, and some of them are daunting. I mean, this is not a fairy tale. This is a very serious look at 5 generations, 4 of whom are deeply impacted by mental illness.
Right.
I mean, this is serious,
right,
daunting stuff. What I couldn't quite tell is, where's the line between creativity and madness? It seems to me that some of the art and the flamboyance and the beautiful and the exploring and the brave, it's just so hard to see, you know, how do you get a sense of what's creative and what's over the edge?
I think some artists are mentally ill and some aren't. I mean, some of the greatest writers, Goethe and, you know, I don't think they were mentally ill, but I think some are, and they write in a ways that's probably affected by their illness.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're great artists with mental illness and great artists without it.
All of it sort of moves away from a, shall we say, boring, nice, calm.
Right. Certainly does.
Is there a norm toward which one needs to be moving, or is this all a movable feast?
I'm not sure.
I'm just so fascinated about what is wellness, what is illness.
Oh, that's a very big question. I think illness is something, at least in the mentally ill area, is something you can't control. Now, you have periods of going in and out, so you could be a tremendous artist. And maybe when you are sick, you learn things that people never learn otherwise. What was the rest of your question?
Well, I think that I want you to go back to your insights through the Vedic traditions.
Ah, those make me very happy. And that's what I really like to do, is explore that. And, you know, through reading or being with my friends in Iowa, there's a lot of TM people studying the brain, particularly. 2,000 pundits there now praying for us. Mm-hmm. But that and music, and maybe getting my dance company back to do some healing dances, Tai Chi and Qigong and shamanic drumming, heal the audience while dancing.
You've learned a great deal from those illnesses, haven't
you?
Is it hard to say, and they have been a blessing in your life?
I wouldn't say that. No, because it's very hard sometimes to stay here with that kind of...
Stay here.
Spoil, you end up feeling like a metaphor and a stranger here, and it's going to be very hard to think this is such a wonderful place to be in.
On the planet, in Cape Elizabeth?
No, on the planet. it's hard. So, good learning experience? Probably.
We're so glad that you find the joy that comes with this learning. And thank you for sharing your journeys on these three islands.
Thank you for your questions.
Millicent Monks is a private person. Her willingness to publicly examine her life and the mental illness, which has been an enduring affliction, is a service to the hope of healing. She has been braver than she had to be, and what she had to be was a lot. We are pleased to count Millie and Bob Monks among our friends. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.